Newmarket resident Robin Findlay said working at Inscape was one of the best jobs she ever had. Spending 18 months as a software trainer there 6 years ago, she said the Holland Landing-based business was an amazing workplace with fantastic people. But now, the historic business that spent decades in Newmarket is preparing to end operations and laid off most of its employees last month. It's sad to see it go. It's been a staple for over 100 years, and my time there was probably my most enjoyable job at the time, she said. The office furniture and supply company, once known as Office Specialty in Newmarket, announced it would be liquidating its assets and got creditor protection under an arrangement process. Simultaneously, it laid off more than 80 longtime employees. After careful consideration of all available alternatives following thorough consultation with legal and financial advisors, the board of Inscape Group determined that it is in the best interests of Inscape Group and all of its stakeholders to seek creditor protection under the CCAA, Companies Creditors Arrangement Act. The company said in a news release, adding the proceedings would allow it to determine the best path forward to effect an orderly and efficient process for the liquidation of the company's assets. Newmarket Today did not receive a reply to a request for comment from the company before publication. The office furniture and supply company started in 1888, once a major industry in Newmarket with a factory and more than 400 employees. The Newmarket plant was closed in the 1970s, with operations moving to Holland Landing, which had an existing steel products plant. Read more. In its heyday, Office Specialty employed 400 in massive complex in Newmarket. The workers at the plant are represented by United Steelworkers Local 1-500. President Don Guest said business had declined in recent years with the pandemic making an impact. But the union and management had tried to work things out and get the workforce to a manageable size and full-time hours for everyone. It's all office furniture, Guest said, noting that many offices were closed and had the majority of employees working from home during the pandemic. The market dropped off. But the company ended up getting bought in December by a subsidiary of investment firm Hilco Capital Limited. Although Guest said there was initial promise, it became apparent it intended to wind down Inscape. The closure was a surprise to the members because of the promise of Hilco coming in and funding the plant going forward, Guest said. They came in acting like they were going to save the day, but clearly they had different motives. Although the company laid off most employees, Guest said many are not necessarily in the worst position. The pension fund is protected, he said, and some workers took early retirement plans as the company downsized. But there is still some vacation pay and possible severance to address in court proceedings, Guest said. The union will work to help the workers through that process. It's just unfortunate, he said. Everybody did their best. The workers were hardworking and productive. I guess at some point, you just don't have control over the financial side of it. Unfortunately, they're the ones that ultimately pay the price.